It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Your eye on
call. Oh, Lord. What?
Call DNM.
What's
that
happening?
Moment, oh, when programming, Lord, is brought to a complete halt.
What is happening?
By a wheels off comment.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Or technical meltdown.
Okay, you're helping.
It's hurting. You're hurting my ears.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Why don't we start that spot?
What are we saying
over
about DNM?
On the little ticket.
Yes, it's time for the emergency break of the week. We give you three wheels off candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. He won just a week ago, and we now present to you a T-Box combo platter with Craig Rosengarten and Rick Arnett. First, from Craig Rosengarten, you have the word apocalypse. In this case, I think he was trying to get to apocalyptic. And Craig didn't quite make it. The thing is, he never got stopped.
So here's how they describe the vehicle they're trying to sell.
All right. I'm in.
Zombie apocalypse assault vehicle and troop transport. This full-size armored zombie.
And then he just goes on, and Rick doesn't even stop him after that.
Rick's just too worn out at this point.
Rick, if you had seen him, he was just kind of listing to one side with his eyes glazed over.
Well, as Gordo pointed out last Friday, Craig Rosengarten learned English from a coyote.
To let that go. That was a throwaway line.
Okay, let's listen to this one more time, and you tell me how he learned.
If it doesn't sound like he learned English from a coyote.
So here's how they describe the vehicle they're trying to sell.
All right, I'm in.
Zombie apocalypse assault vehicle and troop transport.
Jeez.
This full-size armored zombie.
It sounds like he's trying. It sounds like he's learning how to read. And it's good. It's good, Craig. Good.
Well, not to be outdone, Rick had some problems with the trivia question this week.
So the question was, who's the last foreigner to win the U.S. Open? You have to go all the way back to 2006. So Jeff Ogilvie from Australia won, beating Phil Mickelson.
Who won the U.S. Open last year?
Justin Rose?
No. Wasn't it Martin Keimer?
Yeah, it kind of was.
Perry Lindsey? Well done.
All right, Perry Lindsey, since I'm an idiot, I wonder where I got this. I don't know. That's my bad. Yeah, that is on me. So, yeah, Martin Keimer won last year. And I want to thank Justin Rose.
Justin Rose won in 2013.
20 years before.
And then Rory won in 11.
Nice.
Graham McDowell in 10.
Okay, keep going.
Cabrera in 7.
Perfect.
And then Ogilvy in 06.
Damn it. That's what I get for reading and not paying any attention to
five other foreign players had won since 2006.
Okay, first observation. It sounds like this was recorded while they were off the air.
Yeah.
There's no sense of broadcast urgency or passion in what you're saying going on
with Rick Arnett just kind of talking.
Second observation. I know we all make mistakes, but they do one show a week, and it is only on golf, and Rick didn't know who won the U.S. Open last year. That's their specialty is
they
golf.
For
the
Coyote magazine.
Yeah.
Maybe whatever virus has chewed through Craig Rosengarten's brain has been transmitted to Rick now.
Do you think he also has the laugh of a coyote?
Oh, yeah. He learned, I don't know. It's a hyena.
All right. So there's your T-Box combo.
He was looking at a Snoopy cartoon at the time. He wasn't even laughing at Rick. He was laughing at some of his coloring books.
All right. That's candidate number one, the T-Box combo platter. Candidate number two happened this week on this show. We almost lost Junior to a medical emergency.
Was this his theme song? Hold it. Stop the show. We're about to lose Craig over here.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
I swallowed water down the wrong pipe.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. I think I got it back together.
Okay.
I think we're okay.
He's gonna have shake voice.
I'm just worried about you. The shark got him. Do you guys know how to do the Heimlich maneuver?
Stop it!
Stop! Jeez,
what a terrible
man.
Stop down that was. Yeah, then you went into that graphic reenactment of being attacked by a shark.
I hate it when he does that. That stays with me all day.
I do that to raise awareness of shark attacks. That it's
we don't,
a possibility.
Okay, he's got you there.
We don't need more awareness of it. We're already aware.
Did you see the young boy who lost his arm this week off the Carolina coast?
Yeah. Very scary.
16-year-old. Arm gone.
Waist-deep water, too.
Yeah.
Not very deep. All right, that's not funny,
I mean, Craig.
All right, so that is candidate number two. Candidate number three happened last week on this show when I went to screensaver in the emergency break of the week.
I was thinking.
Okay,
that's okay.
Thank
never mind.
All right, so
get the laser beam eyes from Junior.
Those are your three candidates, Craig Rosengarten.
Not. Yeah, we just did two.
Oh, Moses Malone. That's right. Jeez. We still got one more. There you go for next week. There you go for next week. All right, candidate number three comes to us from the hard line. I don't have a good reason for you outside of going to screensaver and the fact that we did change the order. So originally I thought that candidate number two was actually candidate number three. And that's
now,
the only way
you know
I can
what?
Explain it.
Now you're just sounding like Tiger making a bunch of excuses.
I was between swing planes. That's what it
your
was.
Your glutes weren't firing.
I didn't fire my glutes, and that's Double why. All right, so those are your candidates. We have the T-Box Combo Platter, Junior's Medical Emergency, or Giorgio Screensaver. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this week. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, good morning.
Hey.
This is a failed attempt at former Latin Dallas hero Adolfo Cayo. And people don't know this, but I actually passed away.
Okay, all right, that's enough of that.
It's
hello.
A woman.
You're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Jordan Keith, you are the best. And Jeff, I want to know if my chicken is ready yet.
Oh,
nope.
Hey.
And Gordon is not the best.
Attitudinal teen.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George, you know what?
Hmm.
You know what you get with a pile of dung up in Denton?
You get cut off. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, it's me again. You just hung up on me. I'm going to kick your ass, boy.
Yes!
Man, he tied up two lines.
How
That's
did
incredible.
That happen?
I don't know.
Because he's awesome.
He's not awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi there. Matthew Dallandovia here.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Doing well. I would like to vote for Giorgio.
Okay. Thanks, Deli.
I don't think you pronounced your last name correctly.
I don't think you did either. It's close enough. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Second caller ever to the ticket. Thanks a lot, Jub Jub.
Was that a vote for me, I guess? Second caller ever to the ticket.
Pretty drunk.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Craig, it went down the wrong pipe. First time that's happened.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, is this George Dunham of the ticket?
Yeah.
This is Ted from the Gender Reassignment Clinic on Woodall Rogers in Maine. Just confirming your appointment for Monday morning.
I don't have one, sir, and you're making a joke out of something that's very a very serious social issue right now.
You should have given him your cell number.
Yeah, not 787-1310.
Well, what if I did do that? Would that be funny?
What?
We would
give
support
the wrong
you.
Number?
You're supporting me right now but with laughter.
We would support you if you
not
wanted to change your
gender. Not the friend of the
gender.
Transgendered one, Gordon Keith.
What?
Or Craig Miller for that case. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Giorgio.
Yeah.
What's the difference between jam and jelly?
Your mom.
Good one.
That's the worst set of callers ever. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George Denham. I was going to try to talk to Gordon Queef.
He's here. Okay, well, you got that in anyway.
That guy's
Hi, you're
lost
on
his privileges.
Ticket Radio.
I would like to vote responsibly for BC George.
What does BC
not,
stand for?
Not an approved nickname. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal Slice Born.
That's hilarious, dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to vote for Jub Jub and a shout-out to Vaginal Slice Born Born.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
The English Emeritus Professor Rose Wine Gotten.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, Muser. Today's my birthday.
Not bad. Hey, Dirk. Heaven.
Dirk.
Yes, I would like to vote for the apocalypse or the apocalypse. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket.
The ticket, ticker.
Oh, it's the
better Craig.
Did he say what?
It's the better Craig.
The better Craig.
I guess he's voting for you, Junior. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello. Go ahead.
Good Lord.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal Slice.
Oh. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm Bash. I'm looking forward to the glorious return of Free Balling Giorgio.
I don't know what that is. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal Slice Born Born.
Unbelievable.
Original. Original guy.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Toaster Strudel, y'all.
Is anybody close?
I don't know.
Yes,
well,
Rick.
Yes, I'm close to ending it all.
I'm close, and so is Rick.
Four.
What?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
It's U.S. Open week. You got to vote for the T-Box.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Thank God.
Let's just hear Craig's wheels off pronunciation.
So here's how they describe the vehicle they're trying to sell.
All right. I'm in.
Zombie Acopalypse Assault Vehicle and Troop Transport. This full-size
okay, he goes back-to-back along with his partner, Rick Arnett. How many is that?
Well, Dances with Wolves is 13.5, and Booby Arnett, 4.5.
Okay.